Friday, May 26th. This is Tips from the Top Floor number, Chris? What number is this again?
Here's another edition of Tips from the Top Floor, bringing you the best tips and tricks for your digital photography.
What do you mean you don't know the show number? It's 125, of course.
Fine. I should have written that down. Anyway, on today's show, the Tips from the Top Floor Pixies will share some of our favorite tips and tricks with you.
And here's your host, Chris Marquardt.
Hello and welcome to Tips from the Top Floor, the podcast about all things digital photography. No Chris Marquardt today, I'm afraid. I'm Matt Armstead, the Release Pixie, and today I've taken over the show. Chris is still busy with his small business classes, and he asked me to fill in for Friday's show. So today, I've gathered a few sound bites from several of the other Tips from the Top Floor Pixies, and we're going to share some of our favorite tips with you. First up, we have Lee Caligiuri with a tip on people photography.
Hi, this is Lee, aka VersaPixie, with my Pixie tip from the top floor. Next time you're out with your camera and you're shooting and you want to include people in your shots, my tip is to resist the temptation to just include them in your shot without asking. Why not get out of your comfort zone? Make eye contact with them. Strike up a conversation. Why not just ask them, do you mind if I took your picture? Not only is it the polite thing to do, which it is, it'll give you a little something extra to remember the day by. After all, it's not just about the images you shoot. It's experiences that you savor. And doing this will give you a little something extra to remember the day by.
And next we have John Arnold, one of the more, prolific members of the Tips from the Top Floor forums. And he's going to tell us about adding notes to your photos.
Hi, this is John Arnold, Floyd UK from the forum, and my Pixie tip is to add written notes to your images. We see so many pictures every day that it can sometimes be hard to connect with each one. Adding one or two lines of comments to your shot can help the viewer understand what they're seeing, the steps you took in capturing the picture, or what inspired you to take it. Often there's that feeling when you take a shot that it's something you must shoot and show the world. Well, in your comments you can tell your viewers why. I believe that this adds even more interest to your images by giving your viewer more to think about. And if you're out at a tourist location, then often there are signs or displays that you can take a photo of that include all the information you'll need to put in your comments later.
Thank you, John and Lee. And for my tip, I'm going to tell you what I do when I'm done with my camera. Have you ever ripped your camera right out of the camera bag and started firing away, trying to catch that elusive once-in-a-lifetime photo opportunity, and then a few seconds later, when you get a chance to look at the settings, you realize the white balance is just totally wrong, and the exposure compensation was on, and the ISO was still set to 1600 from the evening before when you were using it outside? My tip is, when you're done with the camera, right before you put it in the camera bag, reset your camera to a average default setting, something that you're comfortable with. For instance, on my D70, when I put it back in the bag, I always make sure to set the ISO back down to 200. I also ensure that the white balance is set back to auto. I turn off any exposure or flash compensation. I reset the photos to large JPEG quality. I do shoot in RAW, but I like to leave it in JPEG mode because it allows me to save a lot more files on that compact flash card. I also try and put the camera back in manual mode and set the aperture and shutter speed someplace in the middle. For instance, about a 60th for the shutter speed and an aperture of, F5, F6. This way, when I grab the camera, even if it's not, say, the perfect settings for what I'm shooting, it's probably fairly close. This will give me a little bit of leeway, and I won't have to search around so much to find the right settings. Well, that's all for today. Short show, but hey, any show's better than no show. Did you like the show? Does it need any improvements? Should all the Pixies get free camera equipment? Contact Chris and let him know. There's several ways to get a hold of him. Chris. You can email him at info@tipsfromthetopfloor.com. You can call the voicemail line in the United States. The number is 1-206-202-DSLR. Or you can join the forums and share your thoughts and photos with a great group of people. This is Matt Armstead for Tips from the Top Floor saying, happy shooting!
I remember that you said it ain't as easy as it seems. Makes it easier to leave it all behind. Don't matter where you go.
Whoops. One last announcement, folks. Today happens to be Chris's birthday. So, why don't you drop him an email and say happy birthday, or send him a voicemail greeting, or leave a quick happy birthday on the Tips from the Top Floor voicemail line. Or you could just stop by the forums, and I'm sure there'll be a thread there. Happy shooting, and happy birthday.